You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind and engagement. An emotional journey into a wondrous land whose brand boundaries are only those of imagination. That's a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, the Innovation Zone.
The Half-Life of Innovation. The annual Brand Keys survey of consumer perceptions of 2016's most innovative consumer tech brands found consumers' expectations for innovation skyrocketed by 33%. The result of that increase? Six brands, 30% of the top 20 brands, are new to this year's list, showing up as consumers' tech innovation leaders for the first time. Sure, it's hard to concede that there was ever a time when consumers feared technological innovation, when they equated innovation and technology with a greater likelihood of something to go wrong. You know, breakdowns, disappearing data, screen freezes. The 21st century may not have delivered flying cars yet, although we have seen prototypes this year, but it is clearly meeting its potential in terms of providing products and services that better meet consumers' tech innovation expectations. This year, 4,000 consumers were asked on an unaided basis to name companies and brands that they felt were leaders when it came to technological innovation. The top five included Google, Amazon, Facebook, Apple, and Netflix. The consumer's expectation for constant innovation and the expansion of technological innovation also accounts for six new brands that showed up on this year's list. Each new brand stands for something that advances the category in which they compete and adds real value for the consumers. Those six included Airbnb, Snapchat, Shutterfly, BuzzFeed, ClassPass, and The Skim. There were also brands and tech companies that weren't mentioned by enough consumers to make this year's top 20 list. Companies like Uber, that were considered innovative, spawned enough Me Too competitors to make them seem less innovative. Or companies that have been around for a while, like LinkedIn, have come to feel conventional, something that quickly erodes the perception of innovation. What's clear is that consumers have come to see innovation and change as an opportunity, not a threat, and clearly something they expect in the brands they're going to engage with. What's also clear is what consumers consider innovation takes a variety of forms. Creativity, like HBO's Game of Thrones, is seen to be innovation. New forms of social outreach and connectivity are being seen as innovation. And new marketing paradigms for traditional products, like ClassPass or The Skim, resonate with the innovation consumers crave. From a marketing perspective, innovation is change that increases emotional engagement and unlocks consumer value. So it's something brands must constantly focus upon. If nothing else, the changes on this year's list are proving that brand innovation half-life is getting shorter and shorter.
What happened? A word to the wise, to the innovators of the world, to the visionaries, to everyone who would try and coax out a miracle from unlikely places. Innovation, perpetuated by the visionary and the quixotic, a combination of improbable events that conspired with hope to create triumph. Thus, a simple statement of fact. Nothing succeeds like innovation, as every one of this year's innovative brands proved. Perhaps this is how it should be. How it will always be in this year or 100 years hence. Wherever there are pioneers, a cutting-edge world resides in the vastness of space, in the void between the sky and the possible. Call it invention or revolution. Whatever it is, you will find it forever waiting in the Innovation Zone.